Hello, my lovely listeners. Episode 14 of The Dieter Show. This week, we're talking with Laurie Tubb. Laurie was my mentor a few years back. He's a fantastic guy. I consider him as a friend now. We are going to talk about his starts, his beginnings, how did he got to co-found a telecom company in the 90s, late 90s, which he sold for a fairly large amount of his share because his company went in the stock market. It was a life changing amount of money, let's put it that way. Laurie talked about why he started to become his own boss because of his needs and want to have a better life for himself and to be able to travel because he wanted to travel and be his own boss. So for you, anybody out there that's thinking of opening your own business, he's gonna share some of his advice. This episode was a very good episode for me. I really had a good time. It's a short one, but I really enjoy talking to Laurie because he's a great guy. And you would see that his approach to life is quite awesome. So for anybody out there that's thinking of that's not happy with his life, that wants to change, there is no time to change your life. He stopped working for the man later on in his career, and so there is no. It's just no excuse. There is no time to change. There's a hope for you out there. Don't give up on yourself. So without further ado, let's welcome Laurie Tubb on the show. Hi, Laurie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Didier. Good to be here. It's an honor to be invited. Thank you.
It's my honor. I mean, I know you for a few years now. You were my mentor for a while, and I know you from Lean Mail Pro. Is that still running right now?
Yeah, still running. Yeah. We've got lots and lots of competition at the moment.
Oh yeah.
Still running happily, and got loyal customers that like the product and. Ticking along.
It's a great product. I don't use it anymore myself because I don't do the job that I used to do before, but it's a great product. And I know the last time I talked to you, you were launching in France. How's that working? Is that taking on? Or?
Yeah, very, very good. I mean, all we did was take the trouble to reply to people in French. We've got a French speaker amongst us, and Google Translate is very good anyway. So yeah, we have a French version, and we're just developing a Spanish version, but a Spanish marketing a set of emails. So yes, it's simple these days, and well, I don't know why anybody else should do it. Just provide a language. We use a modern database system which allows us to detect who's French and where they're from, and send the according. Correct language email appropriately. Yeah, wow. No worries.
Wow, it has evolved because it's a wicked program when I was using it. But LinkedIn, the platform I was using, I will take that thing off, was actually stopped me from adding more people. So that's why I was like, well, I can't use the software anymore because I can't add any more customers. I wanted to ask you, Laurie, where did you started your ventures? And I've looked up that you in 1999 you sold your shares in a small telecom company which you founded in 1997. How did you end up building this company? If you don't mind.
Well, like all people who are not satisfied with their working life or the money they're earning, I was just looking for opportunities and a lifestyle, a combination thereof. So I was just looking for opportunities, and at the time telecoms was devolving. There were a few other sort of companies that allowed you to take minutes and sell them. Well, we can offer you cheap calls to whatever, and that was the company we had. We used to call people and say, would you like to spend less money on your telephone bills? And in those days, in the mid-90s to late-90s, it was easy money, and we're just looking for opportunities. So what I'm saying to people is always look for an opportunity. Something will come. If you're looking for it, something will happen. Just a lot of people are happy to put up with mundane 9 to 5. A lot of times, a lot longer than mundane 9 to 5, where somebody else dictates what sort of money you earn.
That wasn't for you. I'm getting. I mean, as people say, walk 10 hours a day, and then be a manager, and you'll be walking 12 hours a day.
There is that. I'm very fortunate with what I did. As long as I had a telephone in those days, I could do my job from wherever. Yeah. And these days, with the modern internet, modern communications, I'd have loved for it back then. And we're only talking, 30 years ago? Mm-hmm. 90s? Yeah. 20 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
It's changed dramatically. As long as I've got a laptop and a internet connection, I can be anywhere in the world. In fact, this January I was in Galapagos with a few customer issues and was able to reply, however slowly the internet was in Galapagos. But you can be anywhere in the world as long as there's an internet connection with, if you pick the right market, as you know.
Yeah, no, I can see. I follow you on the social media, so I see you wandering around the world, which is something that I like to do, so it's great that you're able to do that, really. You told me about Linmail Pro, and that's actually, you used to use a social platform to send emails, and I think you had a friend that said to you that you could actually build the software for you. Is that how this company started?
Yeah, indeed. We were having a few drinks one evening on one of the Caribbean islands.
Oh, nice.
It was a regular Friday evening crew, and I said, I've got to take it steady tonight because I've got some copy and pasting to do on LinkedIn in the morning. He said, well, what do you do? So I explained a bit of internet marketing, bit of coaching work on LinkedIn, and they don't allow you to send bulk messages. I've got to copy and paste, copy and paste, copy and paste.
Right.
So he said, and the guy said, you know, over a sip of a very stiff adult beverage, said to me, I'll be able to automate that for you. So he came around the next day, and I showed him. He'd never seen LinkedIn before.
Yeah.
And 3 or 4 days later, came back with a basic LinkMail Pro.
Wow, amazing.
It didn't look very good, and it needed a elastic band and a thing held here to make it work. But it worked, and it was great, and it's worked ever since.
I love the software. I hope that that'll go back in line of work, that I can use it again, because I know in the beginning we had a lot of issues because the platform itself was changing the laws all the time, so you guys had to rebuild and rewrite some of the coding, and there must have been a bit of a nightmare for you guys at that point.
That still is, we expected that, to be honest, because LinkedIn don't really like us messing around with their platform. Not really mess around with it, but they're really paranoid about it, and rightly so, I suppose. Mm-hmm. We're known as a parasite company, and they do all they can to try and kick companies like me off, and they do all they can. They're still doing that, Didier. So we often get the odd change. There was one a couple of weeks back, but it's 2 or 3 times a month we're adjusting our software to cope with their ever-changing platform, be it their mistakes or their needs to rip their platform of parasites.
I mean, I can understand that they hope that they're scared that some people will use that and spam people, which I can understand that, but you know, if you're going to send emails and if you're going to go back to copy and paste, I mean, we're going backwards, so it's a bit annoying, but I can understand where you're coming from, I guess. But you mentioned that you've got competition now, so there's a lot more companies doing it now?
There was 3 when we started, mm-hmm. and there's over the 3, just over 3 years now, there's over 40. Some have gone by the wayside, some haven't.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is.
Wow, my God, because I haven't used software for quite some time now, so my God, I didn't know that number was that high. Right, so what I want to ask you, when you sold your company, this company that you built, when you started, did you have in mind that you were going to eventually sell it, or that's something that just came along and you just thought, well, I'm just going to sell?
We always geared the company up. Four co-directors came on in the end, and we had a sleeping financial guy, because we thought we would have a hole where we needed some money injection. In the end, we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But we always wanted to float it on the stock exchange to be a PLC. That's where we aim for. So we set the whole company up to float. So we had a certified accountant and capable of taking us complying with being a PLC. So that's what we did. But I got bored with it. I didn't like the market very much. Mm-hmm. And didn't get on too well with a couple of co-directors that we brought on board. And they just said, look, Laurie, we can see you're bored. We see you don't want it. You want to out? I said, yeah, let me go.
Yeah, there you go. You can't share the amount here with us, can you?
Pardon?
You can't share the amount that you sold it for because you're telling me that you were on the stock market. So I'm guessing the company was doing well.
Life-changing.
Right, so it's a big number. Yeah, 7 figures I'm taking.
Not that high, but life-changing. And well, we weren't a PLC at that stage when I left.
So the company is doing even better now. No, it's not.
My co-directors did okay. Yeah. But the company's no longer in existence, I don't think.
So you left in the right time, in a good time.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Whatever happens, to leave is good as long as you do something else. That's all.
Sure.
And I did.
I mean, I'm just going to ask you big mistakes that you wish you didn't do, but I think mistakes are good to make, isn't it? So just wanted to know that if you have any advice to give to people that want to start their own ventures, big mistake that you wish you didn't do, or is there any advice that you can give on that?
Well, I don't believe in making mistakes. I don't make mistakes. I have just learning experiences.
Yeah.
But they're clearly errors. But as long as you learn from those mistakes, you're going to be out there. If you're not making mistakes, if you're not doing the wrong thing sometimes, you're not doing anything. So, get out there, do something, and you'll make mistakes. Don't be worried about making those mistakes as long as you learn from them and don't make them again. That's the thing. Don't repeat the mistakes.
Yeah.
The worst errors I've made is I made that mistake once already. So, and there's been a few of those.
Because I read somewhere that while running or building a company, even if it doesn't work, you get such a life experience that you would never get working for somebody else. So in the end, making all these failures, or not failures, but they're actually quite beneficial as a personal journey, isn't it?
For example, I made a mistake of not leaving full-time employment early enough, but maybe that was part of the learning experience. So I did it, and I've had a nice lifestyle for the last 20 years, really. Yeah. So,
what age did you leave?
You're 45. I left that cell of the company exists when I was 45. So I basically sort of had enough to retire then. Mm-hmm. The maximum amount, but enough to buy a boat and
nice,
with the intention of setting off around the world.
And that's what you did,
which I nearly did. Not quite.
Nearly did. You still got that's good. You still got places to go.
I got stuck in the Caribbean.
It's not a bad place to be stuck.
Yeah, worst things have happened.
How did you overcome hard times in your life? Laurie, if you don't mind me getting
into that. I define hard times. I've not really had any, to be honest. I've always sort of managed to get through one way or the other. I've not really had any hard times. Some sad times, but not any hard financial times, if that's what you're thinking.
So what about the sad times then? How about the sad times? What did you do? What tips or tricks that you used at the time to help you move forward?
I used to do something that cheered me up. If I was sad, I'd do something that cheered me up. Traveling didn't cheer me up because you want to be with it's normally people related, and traveling you want to be with the people that are making you sad, and they've made you sad because they're no longer with you. But doing something nice, like some shopping therapy or some restaurants or whatever.
Okay. Do you, I mean, I think we talked about this, but recommendation about people that want to open a business to just to start and they would make it up along the way. Is that kind of accurate, or what would you recommend to people that actually want to do what you're doing?
Well, I was not lucky in the fact that I didn't have a hobby. I mean, a lot of people have got hobbies or things they enjoy doing, and the best things I hear about and read about are the people that have got a hobby or something they like doing, and have just monetized it. Be it collecting something, be it being an expert on something, being it writing a blog, and people making money just writing, you know, doing vlogs and video advertising, and these days are doing fantastic. I mean, it's not my cup of tea. It's not the sort of thing I would like to do, but. Yeah, just find something that interests you and try and find a way of monetizing it. I, in fact, many, many years ago, typed in earning money online, and unbelievable amount of rubbish that's out there, but there's some good stuff too. And have a dip your feet in. It doesn't cost you much. Yeah. Dip your feet in and have a go.
Yeah. No, I think most of us just stop or not start until their project is perfect, but... That is perfectionist. Is I think Tony Robbins said that the perfection doesn't exist. You just have to start, and the rest would come along.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm a great fan of Tony Robbins. I listen to his tapes quite often, he's just do something. You know, get out of it and do something. And the fear of doing something is often the case. You know, what happens if my boss find out? What happens if this find out? Just do it. Do something.
Just start. Yeah, start something. Don't wait for the perfect time, because that's never going to happen.
Yeah, an old mentor of mine used to tell me, there's people that watch things happen, there's people that make things happen, and there's people wonder what the heck happened.
Hey, that's not bad. I'm going to keep that. I'm going to keep that one. What do you do to relax? I mean, what do you need to relax? So you seem pretty chilled out to me, but...
Nothing very much. I'm fairly relaxed and chilled out anyway. I work sporadically, so I do a lot of work, and then I'll rest and I'll watch a film, read a book, listen to a video, listen to a recording or whatever, or do some shopping, whatever. Traveling a lot of the time anyway.
Traveling seems to do the trick for you.
Yeah, relaxation and. Just being aware of that stress. I don't get stressed. Stress is not something that bothers me. I recognise that I need to step out of a situation which could get stressful, but get stressed. That's key. Stress is a real killer.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Tony Robbins obviously does inspire you. Anybody else that actually, you know, early on, what do you want to change and be your own boss? I mean, anybody that inspired you to do so, or you just knew you wanted to do that, to have a lifestyle that you were seeking, that you have now?
Yeah, I always read a lot of self-help books and self-help tapes and everything else like that. So I always knew, and there were many, many different inspirational gurus, if you want to call them. All the books, Think and Grow Rich, and all the books like that. The first one I ever read many, many years ago in the 70s, early 70s, was a book called Jonathan Livingston Seagull, which was really great. It's a very simple, silly little book, but it's quite inspirational. Have you ever read it?
No, but I'm going
to. Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Give it to your kids.
Yeah, I will. Somebody told me about Who Moved My Cheese the other day, which was pretty fun.
That's another good one. Yes, that's another good one as well. Yeah.
I like the. I'm gonna read it. It's on my list of things. I ask people on the podcast to give me books. I do listen. I don't just ask. I'm like a sponge, and I don't read. I listen to books because I've got audiobook. It's the same thing to me anyway. Any? You just mentioned movies. Any movies that you can recommend? The thing that you've seen lately?
Yeah, I spending some time on planes. I tend to watch most of my movies on planes, and thoroughly enjoyed the Queen one. The one about Queen. What was it? Bohemian Rhapsody. Was it called?
Yeah, I enjoyed that too. It's amazing.
Excellent. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to watching the Elton John story.
Same.
Coming up. Films like that. I enjoy a bit of sci-fi.
Yeah.
I hate horror. Horror's just awful. Hate it. True stories I quite like.
Yeah.
I've just binge watched not that there's a true story, but based on a bit of fact. Black Sails.
I don't mind that.
Four series of that. That's based on. It's like a predecessor.
It's gone. You're back. You just cut out there. Sorry.
Everything else, yeah, be great. It would have been great fun, but as I said, I would probably have been stuck in the gun room somewhere and had my leg blown off with the metal and wood that was flying around in those days. But yeah, Black Sails was very good. It was like a predecessor to Treasure Island. So there was some Treasure Island fictional characters in there, but there were also some real characters in the TV series, which blended fact and fiction quite nicely.
You mentioned a TV series. Did you see Chernobyl, the miniseries from HBO?
Yeah, just finished watching it. Just finished watching it. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Isn't it insane?
Anything HBO do is always very, very good indeed. Good indeed.
I kind of trust them, but there's a podcast that the director talked about each episode, and he just said why he did what he did and why they didn't choose American actors and all that. And I wasn't aware that what these people did and to stop from being a total nightmare from Europe. I'm in gobsmacked from these people. Going on the roof, taking those beats out, it's an amazing story. I love it. I love the already entirely. I've watched it twice already.
were you on this planet when it happened?
I was. I remember when I was kids. I remember because they said that the clouds stopped at the frontier. That's what they told the French people anyway.
There were parts of this country that were Great Britain, that is, that were affected by it.
Did they?
Couldn't eat Welsh lamb for a long time.
No way. To that point, I wasn't aware that they went to that extent because, I was a bit young. I think it was about 7 or 8. But I cannot wait to go and visit it when I can and pay my respect to these people, because all the people that the fire brigade, the people that actually did all this work for, and they didn't get nothing for it. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, and the miners especially did a sterling job, and they knew what was going on. They you know, that leader of the miners, by the look of it, knew exactly what it was doing, and did a great job. And it just shows what secrecy and inefficiency and cheapness can do. Terrible disaster.
Could have gone worse, but I think Gorbachev said that Chernobyl was the pinnacle or the beginning of the fall of the USSR because of the secrecy BS, really, you know.
Yeah, it's all coming back now, unfortunately, but we won't go there.
I know. I think I don't want to take too much of your time. I know you're a busy person, so that was a short one, but I think it's been great. And eventually, maybe I'll have to ask you to be on a show again in a few years and check out on you. Anything you're working on? Any new business that you opened up since Lin-Mel Pro?
There is a few new products coming out on the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And watch this space. But it's going to be Facebook based. So,
all right. Anything I can share with you right now, or is just it's not out yet?
No, we are working on it.
Okay. Any website that we can check out what you do at the minute? Obviously, I'm going to put the Lin-Mel Pro website, but anything else that you want me to share with my listeners?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, you're gone again. The internet is rubbish today. Hello.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, hello? You're back. Yeah, you're back. The internet is rubbish in France.
Does go to the Lin-Mel Pro website. Mm-hmm. There's a form fill out. We tend to stay below the radar. We don't want anybody to know that you're using the product, and we don't want LinkedIn to know you're using the product either. So we keep things fairly below board. So there's just a form, a form up the gig, and once that form's filled in, you're handled by real people, and everything works from there. So fill in that form and find out more. It's a great marketing tool.
Because I'm guessing you get people that abuse the system and just spam people, so you don't want them, do you?
No, we do a bit of checking, I will admit. We make sure that they're the right sort of people and they have the right sort of information and they have the right sort of LinkedIn profile to qualify for using the product, let's be blunt about it. Yes. We don't want anybody, as you say, spamming and destroying the market for everybody else. People do, of course. People still do. I just don't want to use my product to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you vet the companies that you want within Lean Mail Pro, which is totally understandable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hello? You're gone again. Hello? Oh, my God. What's wrong with the internet today?
I think it's my end, to be honest.
Say it again, sorry, I missed you there.
I think it's my end. The internet's probably my end. They're having trouble with it today.
Where are you today again?
I'm in a place called Evesham, which is not far from Stratford-upon-Avon in England.
Nice. Oh, how's the weather in England, by the way?
Too hot.
Mate, in France, we're cooking. It's 50 degrees. We're at 45. It's just insane.
You deserve it. I hope it boils all of you.
I didn't expect anything less from you. Thanks, Laurie, for your time and
great to talk to you, Didier.
It's been a blast, and thank you for being on the show, and all the best to you, and hopefully I'll speak to you soon. I can stay in touch.
Thank you, mon plaisir.
Thank you. Bye bye for now.
Bonjour.
Thank you for listening again. Please subscribe to the channel on YouTube or on other platform where you listen to this podcast. I've got a YouTube channel if you want to check it out. It's Didier Soulier, so that's D-I-D-I-E-R, S-O-U-L-I-E-R. Check me out on YouTube. Please, if you want to support this podcast, you don't have to, it's free, but you can on patreon.com. All the links are on the podcast show notes, and my PayPal account is there too. Thank you for listening again, and I see you soon.